And a good Thursday morning in focus on News Radio KMAN, our daily source of information here on KMAN as we get you up to date on things going on in our community. And typically the first Thursday of the month is reserved to discuss matters at the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility. And we'll be doing that here in the first half of the program. General Perry Wiggins will join us later from the Governor's Military Council. He's the Executive Director and will be joining us at around 9:30 or so. Our first guest, though, from NBAF, our regular guests include Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF coordinator. Good morning, Dr. Burton.
Good morning, Brandon.
It is a pleasure to have you on. Katie Pulaski, NBAF communications director, also joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And our special guest here this morning is Heather Knox. She's the support services supervisor at NBAF. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Brandon.
It is certainly a pleasure to have you all back on. I missed talking to you guys last month, but it's always a pleasure when we get a chance to learn about what's going on, the ins and outs up at NBAF. And Heather is going to actually talk to us today about support services. Now, I'll be honest, I don't know much about what that entails, but I'm sure, Heather, you can bring us up to speed on what your team does.
Sure. Support services, I always refer to us as being kind of like the backbone to NBAF. We are essentially the heartbeat that kind of pumps logistical supplies into the facility, both into and out of the facility. And we provide that support and structure to make the facility operate. And part of support services is a two-part program. Part of it is the transshipping warehouse, and the other part is the lab support staff. Transshipping is, just as I said, a warehouse. Everything coming in and out of the facility goes through transshipping with the exception of personnel. So, example, if NBAF would receive any diagnostic samples from nearby livestock, those would have to come through the transshipping warehouse and then be pushed into the facility itself. This also applies to lab supplies and equipment, so any kind of supplies that's needed within the facility, that would also come through transshipping. And the same is true in reverse. So after all the decontamination processes of all of the waste streams, they will all filter back through the transshipping warehouse and leave out in the appropriate manner. And then the lab support side, they are essentially the pickup of where transshipping stops. So lab support services, they pick up inside of the facility. They will receive all of the supplies that are delivered from the transshipping warehouse, and they are responsible for getting all of those supplies to the appropriate lab spaces. I have two teams on the lab support services staff, one that will work inside of containment and one that will work outside of containment. And they all work together to make sure that the labs are stocked, they replenish supplies, they keep the labs clean, and they ensure that the waste and the laundry are properly processed and decontaminated.
Okay, a very crucial component of NBAF's operations, almost maybe like a quality control, so to speak, sounds like.
Yeah, in some sense. You know, we make sure that everything that comes into the facility is actually appropriate, in that it's the right item that was ordered that was needed. So a lot of cross-checking to make sure that the item that we received is actually the item that, or the item that we ordered was actually the item that we received, so that they have exactly what they need to do the scientific research.
Well, Heather, how have your previous experiences prepared you for a position like this one?
Sure. So public service is kind of ingrained in me, and it really goes back generations in my family. I have a long line of military service within my family line. So I joined the military after 9/11, and I entered into the military as a logistician, where I was responsible for the movement of people and things. After being discharged from the military, I was wounded in Iraq, came back and was discharged. I didn't want my service to stop, so I entered into Department of Defense as a civilian, and I continued in that field. So I have a little more than 18 years of experience in the logistical field of moving people and things, and my entire career has been strategically making sure that things are where they need to be and when they need to be there. So it takes a lot of, you know, kind of organizational skills, if you will, and attention to detail and forward thinking in this role. And so all of this experience in my lifetime, not just in the Army, but even prior to that, has kind of helped prepare me for this position as we open up and begin to operate in that.
Yeah, we're speaking with Heather Knox, Support Services Supervisor here, as we talk with our guest from NBAF. Heather, do you have do you still have open position on your team that you're looking to fill right now?
Sure, I do. I have three positions that will be coming out within the next few weeks. I have a material handler lead, I have a lab worker supervisor, and I have a containment support technician. Those positions, like I said, will be coming out within the next few weeks, and anyone that is interested in those positions, I would encourage them to go set up an account on USA Jobs. So it's www.usajobs.gov. They'll want to make sure that they create their profile, upload a resume, and set up notices, so you can specifically go in and set up notices for any available positions. Tailored to what they're looking for. And then once those positions become open, if they would just submit an application through that website, it will go through the process, and then their name would be in the candidate pool if they were to make the cut, if you will. So again, I would encourage everybody to go out on USA Jobs, set up a profile, and set up those alerts.
And now, you being former military, obviously there may be some military folks listening here who might be interested in a job like this. What would you tell them about coming out to work at NBAF if you have any military experience? Seems like a good fit, probably.
It is. It is a wonderful place to work. We are a very, very close, tight-knit, what I kind of call family. I have many brothers and sisters that I have gained as I have worked at NBAF, and that camaraderie is identical, if you will, to the camaraderie that you get in the military. So it's a very close-knit group of people. We have an excellent team that put mission first, and we all work well together. We all work together towards one common goal. And again, you know, we're all mission focused and making sure that the mission of NBAF is a success.
Well, Heather, I just met you here over the phone here a few minutes ago, but I can tell you're a good leader. How do you lead your team to ensure the facility's safety and fulfillment of the facility's mission?
Sure. So, you know, like I said, we're all mission oriented. And I think that it's important as leaders that we drive home the mission of NBAF and its importance. You know, an NBAF's mission is to protect the United States against transboundary, emerging and zoonotic animal diseases that threaten our food supply, the agricultural economy, and public health. And I also want to make sure that my team understands and supports that goal with the focus on the agriculture industry. But when I joined the military, you know, I took an oath to protect and defend the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I took that oath very seriously. And the same is true when I took on the role at NBAF. NBAF, we're here to provide safety to the agricultural community and to provide a line of defense for bioterrorism and diseases that threaten our health and economy. So I think it's important that we drive home the mission of NBAF and that we uphold the oath that we take as civilians. And I also want to make sure that my team understands that they're vital to the organization. Like I said earlier, this team is the backbone of the facility, if you will. If either transshipping or the containment support technicians are not there, then supplies won't get where they're needed. And any critical services like cleaning of labs or the laundry, they wouldn't get done. And I reinforce consistently the message of NBAF leadership that they are vital to the success of NBAF's mission. And ultimately, I think establishing a safety culture comes down to training and policy, making sure that we follow all of the safety protocols that have been established within our standard operating procedures, and providing employees with a variety of trainings that they need to remain safe. That ranges from any kind of biorisk trainings down to forklift operations and everything in between. And I think that cultivating a culture of safety helps everybody be safety conscious and safety minded. Well, and then, you know, it starts with leadership. As leaders, if we drive home the importance of safety and it's operated or it's adhered to at the leadership level, then that filters all the way down. So, you know, we have a great leadership team at NBAF who really drives home the importance of safety.
You know, we're speaking with NBAF officials here. Heather Knox, Support Services Supervisor on News Radio KMEN. I'm going to bring in Dr. Ken Burton. Dr. Burton, as a leader at NBAF, how important is the role of the Support Services team to ensuring that NBAF scientists and researchers are able to do their jobs?
You know, Brandon, I think Heather said it very well. Support Services is definitely not only the backbone, but really is the heartbeat of the organization. You know, as Heather mentioned, we're really building a culture of not only safety and family, but every time you hear us refer to our NBAF employees, it's a team concept. And that's because there's no way that we can successfully accomplish the mission of protecting our nation's livestock, food supply, and public health from these foreign animal diseases unless we work together. And we have to work together as a very highly functioning team. So in order to do this, every unit has to have the tools and supplies they need to do their job, as well as have them provided in a timely manner and in a condition that ensures that we maintain those high standards that are required within a laboratory environment. So, you know, it goes without saying just how critical both of her teams are. That's what the two units that Heather leads mean to the success of what we do at NBAF. Her teams actually touch every operational aspect of NBAF, and there's no way we could function without them, whether it's making sure that all the consumable items, you know, things you don't really think about on a day-to-day basis, but paper towels, toilet paper, stocked for 400 employees that work on the NBAF campus, or the lab support services team that cleans and delivers ready-to-use glassware to scientific staff, laundry support services that provide clean scrub tops and bottoms to be worn into containment, and her support staff who make sure that all the solid waste that leaves the containment area gets decontaminated safely and properly before leaving that space. So, you know, that part is critical. Her transshipping team, as she mentioned, they receive all the supplies and packages from the outside and make sure they get to the correct user within NBAF. And then I think another item that I don't mean to say is taken for granted, but they've just always been there during this pandemic, is transshipping not only will maintain the facility on the campus, but currently they've been running an offsite external warehouse during this whole 10 months of pandemic response. So Heather's team has kept the facility up and running throughout the last, you know, since March, since we've all been working on telework. So definitely Heather's team's the backbone and the heartbeat. So,
all right. We got to take a quick time out. We do have a caller waiting on hand here. We'll get to them after the break. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.